This is so awesome. Okay, good morning. How are y'all? I'm good. So let's talk about something that's going to come up in our New Testament reading in just a minute. There's a lot of imagery in this section that we're going to read. There's a field, a farmer, wheat, weeds, and seeds. So there's a lot of great imagery. But as I was thinking about today, I got super focused on seeds. And as I was thinking about seeds, you all may not appreciate this as much as some people out here, but as I was thinking about seeds, I found myself thinking, you know, I think there's a lot of seedless varieties of fruits and vegetables that weren't seedless when we were growing up. So I'm seeing some nods in the congregation. So that made me go down a trail to try to find out why. Why are there seedless varieties now of things? And so I read just enough to be dangerous this morning, but there's a few things. One thing is that when companies are trying to, well, and even people at home are trying to process fruits for jellies and jams and stuff, the seeds kind of get in the way, make it harder. Same thing with trying to make sauces out of certain vegetables. The seeds make the sauces less smooth. Another reason is that some people just can't digest seeds, you know, as well as other people can. So they kind of cause problems there. And then lastly, and this is mostly with children, some seeds you really don't want to swallow. And kids sometimes get kind of tangled up on eating the fruit, but not swallowing the seeds. Y'all know what I'm talking about? What's a good example of a fruit that you might try to eat's got seeds in it, but you really don't want to swallow them? A cherry. That's a great one. Anything else? Watermelon comes to mind for me because there are now seedless varieties that I don't remember having when I was growing up. But anyway, all of these different reasons are why we have seedless varieties. You know, our agricultural, commercial, scientific community has helped make that happen. But overall, I found myself thinking, you know what? Seeds are kind of inconvenient. You know, they really are. They're just inconvenient. And as soon as I had that thought, I was like, Jesus is behind me going, seeds are not inconvenient. Seeds are very important because he encourages us to plant seeds to make the world a better place. Essentially, that's what he's saying. And so then I thought, if Jesus wants us to plant seeds, but seeds are inconvenient, does that mean that even planting the kinds of seeds that Jesus is talking about is an inconvenient process? And the answer was, yeah, it can be. So I want you to imagine a situation that I imagined when I got to this point in my thoughts. Imagine you're in the grocery store and you're checking out, okay? And imagine that the clerk is either talking to the next clerk over while they're doing your groceries, or they're maybe doing your groceries but looking over and checking their phone, but definitely not looking at you. And then you've got the customers lined up behind you waiting to get their groceries checked out. There is zero human connection in that moment, none, right? And I could, and I mean, I've done this. I'm not bragging about it, but I could just keep myself focused on that little pad and entering my numbers, you know, and watching the screen to see how the pricing is going. I could do that. I could choose not to talk to the person in line behind me. I could choose not to interact with the clerk at all and just let them keep on talking to the next clerk or checking their phone. I could do that. I have done that. But what an opportunity in that mundane, everyday moment to make a human connection, to plant the most basic seed that is just human connection by doing this. My eyes go up, I make eye contact with the clerk, and I say, "How's your day going?" Bam, all of a sudden, everything could change. That could open that clerk up to say something nice back to me. It could mean that the person beside me realizes, oh, she's not as frozen as I thought she is, you know, and we have a conversation. The world could change. That little piece of the world could change. Now imagine if we never did that, if we never planted that, you know, that seed of human connection, and we all just let it wash over us that we're on our phones, we're on our pad, we're looking at the, you know, the register, and we're not connecting. It's going to get worse in the world if we don't take those little moments to really connect. So those are the inconvenient seeds. It's more convenient to just stay in our lane, right? Keep our heads down. But what's a little inconvenience when you could be making the world a better place? Okay, let's pray. Creator God, thank you for inconvenient seeds. Amen.